This is Dental All-Stars, where we bring you the best in dentistry on marketing, management, and training.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Nottingham, founder and CEO of All-Star Dental Academy, and I want to talk to you about the 6 marketing mistakes, and we're going to do one each podcast. So in the first marketing mistake is doing what everyone else is doing. Now, if you do what everyone else is doing, you're going to get what everyone else is getting, and that's poor results. I mean, think about it. When it comes to marketing, what is everybody else doing? A, some are not marketing at all, which is amazing. They're not doing that. And there's some that don't even have websites, or websites from like the 1990s, old, like when it first started having websites. Also, dentists are often being pulled into struggles. They're putting out fires. That's another issue, but they're not tracking their marketing. Often they'll go with their first option or whatever's in front of them or whoever somebody else is using versus systematically evaluating marketing companies, looking at the reviews and checking that out. Also, and this is a huge issue, is we're not providing great customer service. So if you're not creating great customer service, you're wasting your marketing efforts. And a corollary with not having great customer service is not training at all, not training your team on customer service, on phone skills, on scheduling, things that we do a lot at All-Star Dental Academy. Another, and this is extremely frustrating, is the whole know-it-all mentality. We always want to have a beginner's mindset in whatever we do. Another thing that everybody else is doing with respect to this is fear of taking action, because you may have had a bad mistake in the past with marketing or in a decision you made. And I liken this often when I talk about coaching, how important it is to be training and coaching, even if you had a bad experience in the past. Same thing with marketing. I joke, you got to kiss a bunch of frogs until you find your prince. It's a lot like dentistry. You may have a bad experience with a dentist, but you still have to go see the dentist because your teeth will fall out otherwise, or there are things that brushing and flossing can only get you so far. So I want you to consider this. Nearly everyone has a website, or they should have a website. What makes your website different? How is it laid out different? How does it reflect customer service or your values? Look at others, other dental practice websites. Look at yours. Look at other service-based companies and their websites. How does yours compare? Another issue is mostly everyone markets to some degree. How do you do it better? What are the best doing? Because if we're doing what everybody else is doing, we're going to get what everybody else is getting, poor results. So look at and evaluate your marketing and marketing in general. Everyone answers the phone. How do you do it better? How do you answer the phone better? Because again, we can be great at marketing, but if we cannot answer the phone properly, then we're wasting our money. And I talk about this often in the origin story with All-Star Dental Academy, how with my father's dental office, I was able to send a flood of new patients to their office, but they weren't converting. So we have to make sure that we have sufficient phone skills to convert those calls. And that's what transformed his business. That's what doubled, more than doubled his business within 18 months. Also, as I mentioned earlier, what are the best in the world doing? Look at the best in customer service, like the Ritz-Carlton, like Disney, like Bloomingdale's. How do they answer the phone? How do they provide customer service? What are companies that do not provide great customer service? I pick on Comcast or AT&T. When you call their call center, what is it like working with them? So you can evaluate all the different areas of who's doing it well, who's doing it not well, and copy those that are doing it right. And that's the idea. So the marketing principle for this podcast to avoid is don't do what everyone else is doing. So stay tuned. We have 5 more of these marketing mistakes we're going to cover in the next subsequent series of the podcast. And in the meantime, share this episode with your friends, follow, like, subscribe, and enjoy. And until next time, go out there and be an All-Star.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Dental All-Stars. visit us online at allstardentalacademy.com.